Hi guys, it is Crystal Curry, your trauma-focused licensed mental health therapist. Listen, look where we are. We are in the Achilles Heel podcast. You have been asking for it. You have been DMing me about it. You have been emailing me about it. And listen, production wasn't supposed to start for like another month or so. But in lieu of all of the suicides that are happening, all the stories that I'm receiving, I said, I have to push this production up. And so here we are. Here in this platform, we are going to talk about all of the things pertaining to you so that you can be your absolute best self. Yes, you know, Achilles, he was a great Greek warrior, right? He was indestructible, but there was a part of him, a very small part of him, his Achilles heel, that ultimately led to our demise. And I am all about helping people be their absolute best. I am not a motivational speaker. I am not a teacher. I am a regular person who happens to be really, really good at helping people heal. And that is what we're going to do on this platform, creating this safe space for you. And today, I want to start it off by talking about some of my favorite things to talk about, and that is emotional wounds, specifically the emotional wounds that are created during your childhood and how you carry them into your adulthood. Okay, so many people may say, all right, Crystal, what is an emotional wound? We hear about that all the time, okay? But think about like a physical scrape, a physical bruise, right? But think about it to your soul. Think about a bruise to your heart. Think about a bruise to your mind. That is what I'm referring to when I say an emotional wound, or when I say that you're wounded. And what happens is when life happens, because life starts lifing and life gets hard, those emotional wounds become agitated and they become aggravated. And we make decisions out of the wounds that we have, knowingly and unknowingly. And I believe, I wholeheartedly believe, that if you have the knowledge to help you identify, to help you label your wounds, then I can help you heal those wounds. And that way you're making a decision not out of your feelings, not out of a hurt place, but out of wisdom and doing the best thing for you. All right, so let's get started. So today I'm specifically going to talk about four types of inner wounds that occur during your childhood, okay? And most often these wounds occur because of our parents or our caregivers or the people who were responsible for protecting us, loving us, caring for us. Most often, sometimes, a lot of the times, they miss the mark, right? And as children, we adapt and we try to grow and we try to nurture our own wounded self. We do great to our best of our abilities, but then we become an adult and we realize, gosh, like, why can't I have like a successful, healthy relationship? Or why is my marriage going through these situations? Or why do I have all of these people around me, yet I feel alone? Why can't I be vulnerable? Why can't I trust anybody? These are the type of questions that come up when you're an adult and you have been wounded, emotionally wounded as a child. Okay, so let's talk about the first one. The first one is called the abandonment wound, right? And this is the wound that is left when you as a child felt like you were left. Maybe you felt like you were not even considered. Maybe your parents or the people responsible for you didn't care for you, give you the attention, or made you feel like you were important or like you could take up space, right? You often feel like you're left out. You have a fear of being left out. You really don't like to be alone. You like for people to be around you. COVID was really, really hard for you, especially if you're a single person and you live alone. The loneliness really, really gets to you. It can be quite devastating for some people. And you don't like to be alone, but on the caveat, it is more hurtful if people leave you. So if you get the sense that someone is going to abandon you or someone's going to leave you, you threaten to leave them first. Because it'll hurt worse if you leave as opposed to if they leave you, because the thought of someone leaving you again is absolutely devastating. This is what details an abandonment wound. And what happens with people who have abandonment wounds, they tend to date, be in relationship with, connect with people who are emotionally unavailable. Because if you don't think of or remember anything from today's podcast episode, I want you to remember that your mind, we as humans, we don't do what's healthy. We do what's familiar. And children who felt abandoned by their parents did not feel emotionally connected to their parents, which is why being with someone who is emotionally unavailable, they are unable to emotionally connect, it feels good to you because that is what you are used to, even though you don't like being alone. So you can be in this relationship with someone, and this is great because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. You can be in a relationship with someone and it's like, I want you here, but I don't want you too close. I'm afraid if you leave me, so I'm always on the verge of leaving you. It's like you always have like one foot outside the door just in case, because they're not going to catch you slipping, right? Just in case they decide to leave me, if I get the feeling that they're going to leave me, I'm going to make sure I leave first. Because never again will someone hurt me the way my parents did, the way my caregivers did. You will not abandon me. You will not leave me. I will leave first. And you may be sitting here listening like, I didn't even know that was me. But that's you, right? If you can connect, that means you've experienced it. And it's okay, because today we're identifying, we're labeling, and we're healing from it. Okay. Second wound, the guilt wound. This comes because you may have been made to feel like as a child that you were constantly in the wrong. Like you were in the wrong for being born. You were in the wrong for something that's not going right in your parents' life. You are responsible for not being able, for your parents having financial strain and not being able to pay the bills because, you know, they have to feed you or they have to clothe you. Like they made you feel guilty for being there, for being a child, for having needs. So what did you learn as a result of this guilty wound? You learned how to hide your own needs, right? You don't have needs. Maybe you even have this Superman or Superwoman complex where you don't need anything so you can always help other people. But that Superman, Superwoman complex, we'll talk about that on another podcast because that in itself is self-destructive. Oftentimes, it can be hard for people who have this guilty wound to communicate their needs because they were always made to feel like their needs were a burden, or they were always made to feel guilty about their needs. So what happens is, as an adult, they use manipulation or they even use guilt to get their needs met. So they won't come out and say what they actually need. They try to make someone feel sorry for them in order to help them or to get their needs met, okay? What type of person does this person attract? You guessed it. They attract people who make them feel guilty for needs that they have, right? So maybe you're dating someone, maybe you're in a friendship, maybe you even have a job that makes you feel guilty for having needs, makes you feel guilty for buying stuff for yourself, makes you feel guilty for taking time off of work. Remember, this is what you're used to, and this is why you've created this space for yourself. Even as an adult, you have went out and sought people and places that make you feel guilty for having the needs that you have. But let me be the first one to say, if no one has ever told you, every need you have is important and it deserves to be filled. And I am sorry that people have made you feel guilty about just needing to be loved, needing to take up space. You deserve that and so much more. But we're going to heal it at the end of this podcast. Okay, so stay with me. We have two more wounds, okay? The third wound is the trust wound. I hear this all the time when I'm talking to people. So many people have the trust wound where the people, the caretakers, the parents, people who are responsible for caring for you, they violated your trust. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. They didn't show up when they said they were going to show up. They didn't follow through when they said they were going to follow through. You didn't even trust them as a child to truly take care of you. That's why you detached from them and tried to take care of yourself. That's why so many of us started working when we were 15 and 16, because we were so ready to grow up, get our own, get out of our parents' house. I'ma touch on that. The five reasons why you grew up too fast. I'ma touch on that on another podcast. But a lot of us were the result of having caregivers or parents that we did not trust. And as a result, we develop this trust wound. Well, we don't trust anybody. It's to the point where I have to have you prove how much you love me in order for me to even trust that you love me. Let me give you an example. Say you're in a relationship with somebody, right? It's Valentine's Day, Valentine's month, that's why I'm talking about relationships. And they say, I love you, I care about you, you need anything. You second guess if they really trust you because they didn't say, I think about you every day. You are the wind beneath my wings. You are the sun in the sky, the moon at night. There is nothing I can do without you. Snap, 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 snap. Oh, let me count the ways. Because they didn't say it like that, you can't trust whether they love you or not. And I know, listen, it sounds crazy, but don't we do this, right? Or you may put certain feelers out there or act a certain way just to see how far you can push it to see if they really love you, because you don't trust what anybody says about anything, because our parents, our caregivers are our first invitation to the world. They help us with our perspective on how we should view the world. And if we don't trust our parents, then they teach us that we cannot trust the world. And everything that everybody does or says should be second guessed. And it's so hard to be vulnerable with people that love you. It's so hard to be vulnerable with people that care about you because you have been taught not to trust. Wow. Because if we're honest, you're comfortable being with people who you don't trust, because you know how to operate in that. You know how to survive in that. You know how to be successful in that. You have so much experience. You hate it, but you love it because it's what you used to and you know how to thrive in it. I'm not telling you should take notes, right? But if you're trying to heal for real, you may want to jot down something. Pause this, save this, send it to a friend, text it to yourself, because this will change your life, right? And we're about to go into the last one, the absolute last emotional wound that I'm going to talk about today. And that is the neglect wound. Neglect. Didn't get needs met. Had to fend for themselves. Emotionally or physically. We're talking about neglect in affirmation, neglect with food, inconsistent housing, neglect because people didn't protect you when you were touched or abused in a different way. You had needs and no one met them. You tried, but you learned it was better to probably just keep your mouth shut or figure it out yourself. This one is tough. It requires a lot of work, right? And how can you identify that you have this neglect wound? People who have this neglect wound have a really difficult time letting things go. Doesn't matter how small. It's like they have this mental file cabinet in their mind. And every time someone does anything, intentionally or unintentionally, they store it. They remember it. They track it. They can spit out what they've done, what you've done. They keep a record of it. It's really, really hard for them to let things go. Is it you? Is it really hard for you to let things go? Are you really good at holding a grudge? Let me tell you something. I could hold a grudge with my pinky. It was so much strength in this one pinky. I could hold a grudge with no problem because I can remember it. Because if I can remember it, then I'll know how to protect myself. And you will never have the opportunity to do what you did to me again, or you will never have the opportunity to be as close to me as you was. Because the file cabinet, the grudge, my inability to let things go is what I used to protect me. Because no one else protected me. They neglected me. I figured out how to do it myself. And that was keeping a record of wrongs. Wow. But also, you become very easily angered, agitated. Like your baseline for crap stuff, ain't dealing with it. Cut you off in a minute. Flick off, no problem. Shut it down. Karen ain't seen me, right? Always prepared for battle because no one was there to protect you. So I am always ready to protect myself because anger, even though it is its own emotion, it is a protector emotion and it rises up anytime I need to defend myself. It gives me energy. It makes my heart pump faster. It sends blood to all of my extremities and I am ready to defend myself at the drop of a dime because no one defended me. I was neglected. I never felt special, seen, heard. And it has impacted me so much that now I have a low self-worth. And I'm speaking in I because I need to speak the way that you speak to yourself. The thoughts that you have in the middle of the night when everything is quiet and nobody's around. This is what you say to yourself. I am unimportant. No one thought anything of me to protect me. I've always had to protect myself. I've always had to figure it out myself. I've always had to have a plan because I couldn't depend on anybody to help me. you were neglected. A child should never have to figure it out on their own. That's what parents are for. That's what caregivers are for. But some of your parents, some of your caregivers were busy, preoccupied, emotionally immature, and they failed. They mismanaged you. And here you are, 20-something, 30-something years old, battling with your worth, still dealing with the neglect that you experienced. You're always on the defensive, so it's hard for you to ever be vulnerable, for you to ever show this soft side that you have. It comes out, but you control it, right? You show it, but you dictate it. You determine when it comes out. You determine who gets as close as they get. You measure out your vulnerability rationally, right? In rations. Okay. But these people choose to be in relationships with people who don't make them feel seen or heard either. It's what you're used to. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. You want to feel important. But you don't even know how to operate in that. So you go out and pick someone who makes you feel comfortable in what you're used to. So here we are. We've gone through 4 wounds today. There's more, right? Another podcast episode another day. We have neglect. We have trust. We have guilt. And we have abandonment. Which one or ones do you identify with? I would not be surprised if you said all. Because that's usually what happened. They work in tandem together. All of them feeding off each other. Just trying to survive, just trying to get through the day. You picked your child's father. You picked your child's mother from a wound. That's why it didn't work. Your job, your career, your friends, where you live. You picked them from this wound. Right? And I'm about to get real personal for somebody. How many times are you going to move? Right? Moving to a different house, another city, is not going to solve your problems. Right? The success you're having in your business, in your job, it's not going to heal these wounds. Right? You've equated your healing to something external when it's actually internal. And that's why you keep having to do more. Yeah. So this is what I want you to do to heal. List out every wound that you've identified with today. Right? Then list how it shows up in your life. And then list how you're going to address each way it shows up in your life. This is the only way for you to heal. It's not about getting more success. It's not about getting more things. It's not about moving to a new environment. It's about healing the wounds that you've been carrying with you for decades. You didn't create the wound, but you are living in it. And it is your responsibility to heal from it. Whatever you don't heal, you recycle. Nobody's coming to rescue you. No one's coming to fix it. It's you. Play this over and over again. Take notes. Do the work. And I promise you, you will see a very strong difference in just a few days. I am Crystal, your trauma-focused, licensed clinical mental health therapist. I'm talking today about your emotional wounds, your Achilles heel. I want you to be great. And until next time, go and be your absolute best self, because I want you to live your life and live it for real. Have an amazing day. Bye.